Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. On tomorrow's show, we will check in with Cody Westerlund. We'll hear what he has to say about the Bulls matchup against the Bucks in the first round of the playoffs. Yeah, we're going to discuss that. And both of the baseball teams will be back in action. So we will talk about that as the White Sox will be able to open up on the South Side tomorrow. Parkins and Spiegel are in the house. They will take care of you until 6 o'clock tonight. What's up, boys?
What's up, Lawrence? What's up, Spiegs? It was great to have that thing back in our sports lives this weekend that we've spent so much time with.
Here we go.
The Masters.
It's given us so much companionship and fostered relationships, triumph, tragedy.
I own the word companion, but careful. But keep going.
Heartbreak, highs, lows.
Yeah.
God, it was good to see Tiger Woods back in a red shirt at Augusta this weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, except he was done at times.
He was done early.
Baseball never stopped. Kept going.
Oh, you want to talk about baseball?
Morning long, and then afternoons, and then you're in bed, and you're like, oh my God, I got three more games I can choose from to watch.
That's a bad slogan. Baseball. It just kept going.
It never stops. It's just there.
Oh, so much good baseball everywhere in all these different directions. Not so much good Tiger. I'm sorry for you. I know how you were looking forward to the whole weekend.
He finished the tournament.
Man, my friends were making fun of me in our golf gambling / you want to play golf group chat of like they were getting angry that the main feed was showing, you know, Tiger on his way to another 78. When someone had a 30 on the front nine on Sunday, they're like, can you show like the good players hitting the good shots? And I was like, no. I'm over here on the featured groups app watching Tiger limp his way to another 78. Thank you very little. I will join the leaders when they tee off. Like it was beautiful to hang out with Tiger Woods for another weekend.
So did you not see Jonathan Fiar's boneheaded decision to make a head first slide on a key play in the seventh inning?
What happened?
He plays for the Cubs.
Yeah. No, to be honest with you,
a horse crap slide.
The Sox had a little bit more of my attention this weekend.
They're
the Cubs.
A better baseball team.
Much better baseball team.
It was a good weekend for the Cubs, though.
It was.
It's a good 3 days.
It was.
That offense, it's a different thing. It is a different thing. And I know how much you love Seiya Suzuki. You see what he's number one in baseball right now? Chase rate. Dude has swung at 3% of the pitches outside the zone. Granted, it's been...
That is a small sample to do something like rate.
I agree. Well, I'll be more specific. He has been thrown 29 pitches outside of the strike zone. He took 28 of them. And the one that he chased was an RBI single against Brandon Woodruff on day two. So dude is, we know he's got power, but he looks like a disciplined hitter. It shouldn't be good this early.
He looks good at everything.
Yeah,
he looks like a professional baseball player.
Because he does.
Because he is. And he's 27 years old.
Like, he's not a regular rookie.
Yeah, like, so I just went through, right. Woodruff, Burns, Peralta, 3-for-8, 4 walks, 4 Ks, 2 runs scored, 6 driven in. That's pretty damn good for your first series as a rookie against basically the best trio of starting pitching that any team will throw at you all year for the most part.
Yeah, I think so. And like, when everybody's been saying it's going to take him a little while to adjust, you know, he's got to get used to velocity, used to these different things, not so much early on.
Yeah,
I amazing. Thought that it was one of the things that people said to me when I went down there, that he really wants to learn. And it's weird because you saw him on that Friday when he makes his debut. It was like, he was a little confused. And then the next time you saw him taking pitches.
Yeah.
And then the next time you saw him like depositing the baseball. And you go, this is an active learner.
Yes.
Like this is not just lip service. This is a player that was like, let me get my feet in the dirt here. Let me see what's going on. Mm. All right, now I got it. Now I'm about to do some stuff with it.
I like it. The active learners. You got active learners in the college classes? A couple of them?
I do. Today is going to be really interesting because I didn't give them homework last week because I said, you're going to hate me next week. And the reason they're going to hate me is that we start our section on game logging today. So they're going to be watching a lot of sports, but not in the way they thought they were going to be watching a lot of sports.
They're
going to
be writing down every camera shot? What are you going to have them write down?
We're going to get to that. Today is the basic, you need to write down every play. That's why they're going to hate me, because I'm going to give them baseball. Not giving them soccer, where soccer, you could like the most important runs, the shots on goals, like you could play around with it. Baseball, no, I want everything. I want the ground ball. I want the foul ball that ends up in the guy's beer. All that stuff, and I want it time coded. Damn it!
I know someone who like a just out of school 23 year old kid who just got a job with one of the big networks.
That's all you're doing.
And he's like, my job is so cool. Like I just am paid to watch TV all day. And I'm like, yeah. What are you doing? He's like, you know, they want me to log every segment, what topic is being talked about, you know, and then cross-reference it with like the quarter hour ratings and who was on and what the guests were. And he's like, it's great, I'm just like paid to watch TV. And I'm like, talk to me in 2 months. talk to me in 2 months if you still think that job's awesome.
I remember being when I was out west and I was like trying to keep my career and life alive. And like, who could I meet with? Remember Mike Lederman, the legendary Mike Lederman? His daughter, I think, is still the executive producer of Jimmy Kimmel. She used to be executive producer of The Daily Show and a whole bunch of stuff. So I got to meet with her and I was like, yeah, I'll take we talked for a while. She's like, I don't really have any jobs. I'm like, well, I'll do anything. And she's like, you don't want to be a watcher, do you? You don't want to do that. And I was like, well, tell me about it. Because how do you think those shows find stuff? They have people who watch everything all day long. You don't create a single drop of content.
You're helping.
You're helping. You're watching, though, and just writing stuff
down.
And
then if your clip makes it on the air as a punchline, that's your big win.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course. The goal is to explain to the students how this will allow them, this will help them in their content creation by understanding, that was a significant moment that we could then talk about.
Well, that's good.
But we'll see how they do. So far, they've been great. Like they've been great. I've been so happy to be back in front of them because this is my first quarter back in a classroom. And the last couple of years, what our students have done over the last 2.5 years is remarkable. I don't mean DePaul students. I mean every single student.
Every student.
Oh, my fourth grader. Student.
Yes.
Absolutely, man.
What they've done and their willingness to adjust to unprecedented educational asks from adults is amazing. Hug your child tonight because they deserve that hug. And give them money, too.
And the teachers.
Well, yes. That's a different thing, but I wanted to at least shout out the students for their sacrifices. I mean, they've given up a lot. Like that class of 2020, like you want a podcast idea? Talk to graduating students of 2020 and what it was like for them. Because a bunch of them didn't have ceremonies. Like they get to the end of this thing, whether we're talking about high school or college, they get to the end of this thing and there isn't the big like celebration. It's like, here's your degree. Good luck finding a college. Good luck not getting COVID at college. congratulations. Yeah. You're in the real world if you graduated from college.
It's a sad scene in the movie Contagion when Matt Damon has to create the prom in the living room for his daughter and her boyfriend, and he decides to actually let them touch each other and hug one night there.
I just was super glad, like, as someone who's just entering into the whole parenting thing, feeling like very, very lucky that Owen is obviously pre all of that. Like, he was at home. And so we were at home. And so we were just around him at home. And, like, there were challenges with it, but seemed way easier than the remote learning stuff. Because then, obviously, like, my niece and nephew in high school, I don't know, and it's so hard to say, like, what you would do in this situation. I don't know that I would have been cool paying college tuition for remote learning, which is why a ton of kids took gap years.
Yes. Absolutely.
Which is why it's like this year's admission class, it's much tougher to get in.
There's
to
like
a lot of
three classes trying to get into the one level.
Right,
yes.
So the admission class for this standard is very, very difficult. But I would be like, man, take a year off. I can't pay $50,000 for a private school for you to be taking your classes in my basement.
What I think is another part of that that speaks to it is, look, when this happened, March of 2020, I was getting ready to teach again. You know, I usually teach one quarter a year, which is about all that I can handle. But they pulled us in. Like, we have an incredible director of online learning, my friend Joanne Martin. She pulled us in to a room, which in retrospect was probably a little dangerous because there's like 50 of us in a room back then right before everything got shut down.
Don't worry, we were at Scorehouse passing stuff around.
That's true.
People are like, you see the news about this pandemic? This is crazy.
How about this?
This is crazy.
But there are so many professors, like college professors, like, I'm not prepared to do this. Like, teaching online is a skill. And it's a skill that a lot of us don't have, of being able to bring the life of your lecture to an audience that's on a screen. So having to develop new skills for a lot of older teachers and younger, stubborn teachers was impossible. And there are some that tapped out. Like, there are some, like, I can't do this thing. And it makes you go, well, then why is someone going to pay full tuition if they're not going to get the education experience that was promised? Like, it's a legit question.
Yeah, I don't think I would have. You know what I mean? And 16 years away from being faced with the question, but I don't think I would. So much of what someone just asked me about, you know, was it worth it? The journalism. I'm like, yeah, but what I learned,
it was probably more worth it because of the connections you were making, some of the practical
100%. That's what I said. Like, I'd say 90% of what I got out of going to Syracuse was like the people I met in the competition at the student radio stations.
Oh, dude,
outside of the classroom.
How about, like, I would say that going to your fourth or fifth choice for a school or sixth choice for a school is still better than not going to a school. Because you end up, the people that you interact with and the stuff that you make out of it.
Definitely.
I didn't go to Syracuse because I didn't get into Newhouse. I got into, like, the applied education school, and they said I could transfer. And I said, screw that. Got into Ithaca, thought about it, didn't get into Northwestern, went to Emerson. I'm thrilled. And I had a great time, and it's about who you meet and what you do with your time there. That Definitely. Ends up being what it's about.
DePaul was my last choice. Like, and now I can't even imagine what my life would have been
if you ended up somewhere else.
If I would have gone somewhere else.
How soon into the show do you think Danny's going to remind me that I didn't get into Newhouse?
You brought it up. I didn't even know you applied.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that you dropped that little pearl.
I will obviously now hold it over you forever, but, you know.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, no, but you offered it up, my man.
I did. So now that means
ammunition.
I have to be, I can't be sensitive about it. I can't win the sensitivity contest based on something that I myself brought up.
You said it into this microphone. That means I can say it into this microphone. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Between two and six.
Can I throw a humble brag out there?
Oh, yeah, please do.
You got in and said no.
You know what? Cut the humility. Just give me the brag.
Well, I always think of it now from the sliding door standpoint. The school that I applied to that I didn't think I was going to get into and then got into, what would my life have been had I done it? And it's Yale. My father was like, you should apply. And we basically had a bet. And the bet was if I applied and got in, he would have paid for it.
Damn.
And not me to go to Yale for the application.
Sure, yeah.
Which I believe in 1992 was $75.
For the application.
For the application.
For the honor of applying to our school.
And so I got in, but of course, like, I now wonder, because I would have, I'm sure, gone to go work for the student newspaper like I did at DePaul, and my editor would have been...
Theo Epstein?
Yes.
Wow. So you might have ended up working with Theo. Might end up out in San Diego with Kevin Towers. You never know.
That's a fun what if.
It's a fun sliding door.
That's a fun what if.
I like that. I like that. I was thinking as you were saying that, I have a friend right now whose kid is like looking at Loyola and Marquette, but they live in Rhode Island. So he's also looking at University of Rhode Island. No, University of Rhode Island, which is 100% free because you're in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So, Dad, should I go to Loyola and Marquette, go halfway across the country and pay an make you pay an outrageous amount, or go free? And I'm reminded of another friend who got into University of Illinois like 30 years ago, got into University of Illinois and got into Stanford. And the deal was you could go to Stanford or you could go to Illinois and I'll buy you a brand new car.
Yeah. That's easy.
Yeah. Well, he chose the brand new car. But I think and his father, Monty Hall. No, I think he...
Wayne Brady.
I think he might still harbor a little bit of Stanford regret, but he...
Of course.
He made the financial deal with Dad, you know?
Yeah, and he made the wrong call.
You think so?
Yeah, car depreciates in value. Stanford doesn't.
Yeah, but I mean, University of Illinois is like a top
school. It's a great school.
Looks like the University of Illinois.
Risky business. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a pretty good school.
Of course
it is.
Of course it is.
And his life has turned out great.
What does he do? What's his deal? Is he an engineer? Is he a doctor?
He's a musician.
He's a part-time musician.
Better choice.
But he's
also the Stanford band.
Right, he's also a composer. He's busy. He does a lot of stuff. He does just fine.
But I'm reminded
of my brother's line about being a musician, that being a musician, it's like being independently wealthy without the wealth.
That's a great line.
And you're independent.
Yes. You set your own hours. You know, you're in charge.
It's like starting in this business early on in your career.
It's really good to say about being an artist of any kind, right? Independently wealthy without the wealth.
All right. Well, I'm going to go force the logging process.
You go shape
students.
The youth of America.
This is going to be fun.
We've got a lot of White Sox and Cubs and Bulls and all sorts of
Bulls.
Well, yeah, because we figured everyone's so negative about the Bulls.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Ourselves included. We wanted to get the most positive Bulls person we could possibly think of to join us. So Chuck Swirsky's coming
there
on.
There it is.
At 4 o'clock.
He's going to have us dancing by the end of that
segment.
That's
the goal. That's the goal. We are going to try to inject some positivity, even if I've already bet the Bucks in 5. So that's coming up today at 4
There's
o'clock.
There's reasons for positivity about the Bulls. There's one big, shining, bright reason that I want to
we'll
give
see
you.
If he'll sell us on it. But Tanny kicks us off. We, of course, will start with a couple of winning baseball series, north and south side of town. Park at the Spiegel on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.